Welcome to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups. This is a series of podcasts to discuss some common concerns for people who have been affected by someone else's drinking. Today we have Veronica, Tasila, and Wendy with us. Al-Anon's primary purpose is to help families and friends of people who have a drinking problem. Today we're going to ask Al-Anon members if they experienced any money problems because of someone else's drinking. Veronica, did you have any money problems because of your husband's drinking?
At first, when I thought about this, my answer was no, I didn't. But then when I searched myself, I thought, yes, I really did. We seemed to be handling our life, I thought, fine. But outside to the world, we looked like we were a normal couple. But my husband was able to cover up his alcoholism. And, you know, we looked like just a regular couple to most people. But inside the home, the problems were there. The bills were being paid, but we were moving around from job to job. The alcoholism, he was feeling afraid. And so we were moving from city to city, job to job. So that caused expenses. So we had to take out a second mortgage on the house, so that added pressure, which added his drinking, perpetuated and got to be more and more and more, and it just caused more strain on the marriage and caused a lot of difficulty between the two of us. So my counselor had suggested that I come to Al-Anon. I hadn't heard about Al-Anon, so when I came into program, it really, Al-Anon helped me see that I wasn't alone. I could find some help in how to deal with my situation and how I could deal with my problems, that I didn't have to go through my life in chaos, and that I wasn't powerless anymore, and that I had a wonderful support group that could help me. I just had to, stop nagging him and keep the focus on myself. And Al-Anon really helped teach me and give me some really good tools that I could use, work through my situation and not be so afraid anymore.
Well, thanks for explaining that to us, Veronica. Tasila, did money problems occur along with any of your son's drinking?
I thought, just as the first caller thought, that no, I didn't really have money problems. But as I remember, I came in because he was in treatment and I was paying for the treatment. I thought if I could help him in some way, especially if he got out and wanted to try to quit drinking, I would help him. And so he got out and he got a job. And I thought, well, what I'll do is I'll take his paycheck for him and I'll put it in the bank and I'll give him an allowance and I will monitor what he spends, and that way he won't be able to buy alcohol. And that plan didn't work.
Yeah.
I had lots of plans that didn't work. I know that sometimes I would go for a walk in the mornings for exercise, and he couldn't drive because he lost his license, and he would also get out of a taxi cab about a block away from home so he could walk home, more than likely to drink for that block before he got home. And when I would walk that street in the morning, not always, but many times, I found money where it had fallen out of his things along that walk. And I would ask, did you lose any money? And he didn't know. He had lost money. But we lived kind of in the country, and there was nobody else that could have lost the money. And it was a path that he would walk. It was really strange. He seemed to always be out of money, so I always felt like I could get him the things he needed and take the money that he made, that he earned, and, I would pay for his clothes or pay for his bills or this or that, get him money for going places, but just a little bit, not enough that he could drink. And it didn't work at all. It just made me crazy. And I didn't realize that I was thinking crazy. I thought I had a rational plan and that my plan just wasn't working, so I just tried to figure out another plan, and none of my plans worked.
So did Al-Anon help you deal with any of these financial situations or other complications because of your son's drinking?
Yes. As I got into Al-Anon and I learned the principles, especially where we take care of ourselves and we're responsible for ourselves, I realized that what I was doing for an adult, a young adult, but what I was doing for an adult was not allowing him to take care of himself. And if I was always there, like if he had spent all his money and didn't have enough money to pay a bill, if I was there to pay his bill, he would never learn anything from that. And I spend a lot of time paying for bills, paying for lost cell phones, paying for lots of things. You know, I never thought in my life would I ever go out and buy a pack of cigarettes, and I'd go buy them a pack of cigarettes with my money. What I was doing was exactly what I wouldn't want for someone to do for me. I wouldn't want someone to not let me learn from the things I was doing that were not good for me. And that was exactly what I was doing for him. And that was one of the best things I learned in Al-Anon, is that we all have to be responsible for ourselves. And if we try to step in and be responsible for someone else, that's not helpful to them. They'll never learn responsibility that way.
Well, thanks for sharing your experience with us, Cecilia. Wendy, did you experience any money problems as a result of your husband's drinking?
It's really hard to say how to explain this, but originally I was always a saver. I'm also an adult child of an alcoholic, so money was always a complication in my home. And so we would get paid every week, and every week I would have like 4 bank accounts. And early on this worked because I had a savings account, and then we had the retirement account, and then we had the regular bills and the whatever. But as the alcoholism escalated, I was unable to do that. And I became uncontrollable. I wasn't able to handle it. And I think also the fear of the DUI, of the what it was going to cost, and the lawyers, and the what have you. I think the fear just drove me into, you know, trying to save more. And then the more I tried to save, the more he would borrow money. I would have people knocking on my door and saying, did you know that he borrowed $100 from me on Saturday night and got paid on Friday? And it became very, very unmanageable. You know, we were still able to pay our mortgage and our insurance and what have you, but there was also that underlying fear of, you know, we were living on the edge. And my counselor also sent me to Al-Anon because, as you know, this disease progresses, and I said, well, I have to do something now, and I have no idea what. And I was sent to Al-Anon. And many, many of the things that I heard really made sense. And I think that one of the traditions is that we have to become self-supporting. It just dawned on me, like, I wasn't being self-supporting anymore. I was supporting everyone else and everyone else's idea and everyone else's habit and everybody else's whatever. And I wasn't looking after the main person, and that was me and the roof over my head and my car insurance and the things that were important to me. And it was really difficult at first to really understand that concept. To begin with, what did I really need? And I needed some stability, even though we were both working. We both had steady jobs. But I think, again, it was the fear of what if. And Al-Anon took that fear away, not 100% at all times, but most of it took it away, because this is what you are doing for you. And we learned that when we get better, the family situation can get better. And in my case, it has gotten better.
That's great. Thanks, Wendy. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this discussion about money problems because of someone else's drinking. You're invited to join this discussion by leaving a personal comment at alanonfamilygroups.org. Under the topic, just click on comment. In Al-Anon Family Groups, we share our experience, strength, and hope so we can make up our own minds about what is happening in our lives and what we might want to do about it. You're welcome to join us for any of the First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery podcasts from Al-Anon Family Groups. You're also welcome to join us for a face-to-face meeting of Al-Anon Family Groups in your own community. Just click on how to locate a meeting. Or you may call toll-free during business hours Eastern Time, 1-888-4-Al-Anon, to find an Al-Anon meeting near you. Thank you for listening to First Steps to Al-Anon Recovery from Al-Anon Family Groups.